Scream by Boz Temple Morris and Chris Hollington is a crime caper based on the extraordinary story behind the theft of Edvard Munch's expressionist masterpiece. It's 2004 and a busy day for Oslo police as they close in on Norway's most wanted man. News is spreading that two somewhat less cunning criminals may have just snatched the country's most famous artwork.
Tell me what's happening.
Yes, Chief. The surveillance team saw him enter the building an hour ago and have been stationed here since. No one has gone in or come out.
Excellent work, Chell. How do you silence this damn thing? This is yours, then. You're about to arrest Norway's most wanted man.
Can we go in now?
Yes. Tell him to proceed. With caution, he'll be armed.
Proceed, Delta Team.
I can't talk to the press. Where the hell's Chief Steinbeck? They'll have to wait till he gets back.
No, I've texted him. Tosca's been spotted downtown. Everyone's down there. You're the most senior officer on site, and the foreign media are here too, and they're not happy about being kept waiting.
Oh, God, this isn't supposed to happen in Norway. What am I supposed to tell them? How the hell could something like this happen?
Hello, Peter. Oh, hi. Yeah. Well, I'm not ready. I need more time. And who's going to do it with me anyway? Everyone is hiding from the cops or in jail. Has to be today. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Let's get this over with.
I will make a statement and I will take out a couple of questions afterwards. Okay?
Oh, God. Okay. He's gone.
Damn.
Well, he is a master criminal.
He was here just an hour ago, sir.
And now he's not.
Jesus, I thought we had him. How the hell did he get out?
Text. 11 missed calls. Brace yourself.
Yeah, mine too. It says turn on the TV. Where's the TV?
Over here. Which remote is it?
Slow down, for Christ's sake. You're going to kill us. Look, we're about to commit the crime of the century.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's a good idea to arrive at the museum with a police escort? Hey, it's a trap! Slow down. Save it for when we needed to outrun the cops.
Chicken. I think it's this one.
Here, let me try.
It was part of the gift from Edvard Munch to the city of Oslo.
I feel sad. You'd think it would be better protected.
They haven't, have they?
Why would anyone want to take it? What would you do with it?
You got a dog?
What?
You heard me. You got a dog.
If I got a dog?
Yeah,
I got a dog. Greyhound.
A greyhound?
Yeah.
A bit uptight, aren't they? Greyhounds?
Uptight.
Yeah.
No, he's crossed with a lurcher. He's very relaxed. Oh, man. I need to go.
I like you better now I know you're a dog, man.
Man, I need to go.
Go where?
I need to go. My stomach doesn't feel right. I can't do this if my stomach doesn't feel right.
Serious?
Yeah, we need to stop something.
I don't believe this.
Peter, listen, stop the car.
Yes, well, how do you insure something that is priceless?
Clearly, this is a national tragedy, and I would like the people of Norway to rest assured that we are doing everything humanly possible to make sure that these paintings
are... Were the paintings damaged?
We don't know that. Right. May I introduce at this point Mr. Henrik Andersen, curator at the Munch Museum.
Thank you. Let me say to whoever has these paintings, these do not belong to you. Please contact the police at once.
Any other requests? Shall we stop for a massage?
Shut up, I'm fine.
This is cool. I mean, it makes a change from robbing cash. We'll be notorious criminals, huh?
Yeah.
And rich.
Somebody already did it 10 years ago and they caught him.
Yeah, but he was an idiot. This is going to be like ripping candy from a baby.
There are guards, you know, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's something I prepared earlier.
What the hell? This is an art gallery, not Fallujah. Can you please tell me it's not loaded? We go in, we take the painting, and we go. Nobody gets hurt, that's what you said. That's the plan.
Calm down.
Yeah. Calm down? You gotta...
Yeah, calm down, mister. This 357 is just for show, that's all. We're gonna snatch a painting, right? And there's a crowd around it, and we need them to experience a little fear, huh?
Now, will this distract the police from the Norcos cash robbery?
The Norcos cash robbery remains a high priority. That investigation is proceeding in a satisfactory manner, and we've already arrested several members of the gang, and
a
we have...
A police officer was shot dead during the Norcos raid. The leader of the gang is still at large, and 60 million kroner is still missing. How satisfactory is this?
You don't need to remind me of the facts of that case. The net is closing fast on Tosca.
Indeed, our best teams are pursuing him as we speak.
What the hell is that idiot doing taking the press conference?
They can't take us off this case, sir.
Oh, yes, they can and they will. How the hell could this happen again?
Objects are very hard to move. It can't be sold like jewels or laundered like money.
Whoever has these paintings has a great problem on their hands.
What do you know about the men who took them? Were they part of a gang?
Were they professional art thieves?
Please, these robbers were real professionals.
Okay, we're here. I've got a disabled badge, so we can park right in front. Clever, huh?
Clever would have been to get a driver. I haven't been in the museum since I was a school kid.
My school never took me to museums, or anywhere. First time for everything, huh?
One second. You've never been in the museum?
No.
Do you even know where the painting is once we're inside?
It's inside.
Man.
We just follow the signs.
I feel sick.
Oh, don't puke in our getaway car.
I thought you were the expert, man.
Yeah.
You said you planned this thing.
And I have. Relax. Things are going to happen quickly in there, and we need to do it right. Look at this.
Look at what?
This.
At the snow dome?
Yeah.
It's a snow dome, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But look inside. It's the scream.
Yeah?
That's what we're going to snatch right now.
Are you kidding me, man?
No, no, no.
You brought a snow dome with a scream inside so that you know what it looks like?
Yeah.
You're not kidding? Man, you're sick.
Okay. Put this over your head. Ready? Come on.
This hood is too big. Can't see the damn thing.
Let's go. Come on.
Thompson.
Yes, they were extremely violent. And that is another reason why I can assure you that every available police officer will be put on the case to ensure a quick return.
Will you be seeking any help from above?
No stone will be left unturned.
God, they're eating that idiot alive. Let's get down there before that boy digs an even deeper hole for us.
I can't see a damn thing.
Shut up and keep it running, idiot.
Am I an idiot? He wasn't my...
It's a glass door. It opens.
If I hadn't had this bar claw.
Get it together, man. We're going in.
They're not closing.
Get back. Get back. You won't get hurt. This way. Shut up.
They're telling me.
You, security guards. Where is the scream? You have 3 seconds before I blow your brains out.
I think it's this way.
Shut up. Fathead is going to tell me, aren't you? One,
back,
two.
Back where you came.
What's that for?
Come on.
Straight on. Here it is.
Wow. Nice of them to put it near the door. Everybody down on the floor!
What did you hit him for?
That's what security guards get paid for, to be hit by robbers.
Okay, the wire cutters.
What?
The cable cutters, to cut the cables.
I told you to bring the
cable. No, you didn't. You said you'd bring him.
Jesus Christ. Just tear the bloody thing down.
The doors are all automatically locked. What? We're trapped. You won't get out.
No, was it worth opening your fat mouth for that?
Can you please stop hitting people?
She was talking bull. They always have to leave the front door open in case there's a fire. Now rip the damn painting off the wall before I shoot somebody.
And it's heavy.
Come on!
It's heavy!
Come on! You idiot! You dropped it!
Okay, let's go.
Let's go, come on. Wait!
What?
Wait! What's that?
What were you crazy? Stop me, come on, let's go!
This topless chick?
The Madonna?
Yeah!
The cops are a few minutes away and you want to stop and look at naked breasts? Come on!
She's beautiful.
We're taking it. Boss's order!
I don't believe this.
Come on! You see, the front doors are still open, so you can't run into them.
No, you dropped it again!
Idiot! Come on! Come on!
You got a dog then?
Yes, of course. I love dogs. Okay, stick these in the boots. I'll start the engine. You see? No parking ticket. You think they got tracker tags on it?
What?
You think they got tracker tags on it?
I'll break the frame.
Come on, man.
What breed you got? Doberman? Pitbull? Bulldog?
Get on with it.
Go, 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 go. Come on. Coming.
Follow me. Damn it! Sit down, Thompson. Out of the frying pan and into the fire. What the hell was that?
Chief?
Your abysmal performance during the press conference.
Okay, all of you, listen up. Tosca is still out there, and so is the 60 million kroner he stole in the Nukas raid. And as if that wasn't enough, we've now got these paintings to recover and whichever jokers decided to steal them. We need them back fast, and it has to be us that finds the damn things, not some other department. And not thanks to some stupid ransom, just with good, solid detective work. The world is watching, gentlemen.
What about the Nukas raid, sir? If we take the heat off Tosca, then he'll escape.
So we've got two investigations. We'll get whatever resources we need. The heat is on us here. We need results.
Good God. We ripped the Madonna. She's torn.
Not so immaculate anymore, huh? Forget about it.
We need to hurry up.
Help me get the bags off.
Hey, careful.
What?
Hey, careful.
What's going on down there?
Brilliant. Another stroke of genius in your master plan. Change cars in full view of a block of flats and a playground just 3 minutes away.
TV, you know?
A wall ring a playing?
What? Yeah.
Good.
Come on, help me out with this. There might be trackers hidden in the frame. Hey, what are you doing?
What's the score?
What? It's 1-0 to Wallinger.
Here, take the paintings.
What are you going to do with that?
DNA removal.
Brilliant. Nobody thinks that's suspicious. No one will wonder, hey, why is that guy spraying foam into a car that's not on fire and then getting into another car? No, that's not suspicious. No one will remember that one.
Stop! Hey, why are you spraying that car? It's not on fire!
Shut the hell up! It's better than burning the car.
That's it! I'm calling the police!
Are you going to spray him with a fire extinguisher too? Or are you going to set him on fire first?
Man, I've had it with you. Now get the painting and get in the car!
I'm saying is that we should let Thompson run the screen case.
Thompson?
Oh. Come on, Tosca's gang pulled off the biggest cash robbery ever. They killed a cop. A cop. He was weeks away from retirement, just like you. But close, boss, we got all of his gang. There's just Tosca left, the mastermind. We can't take our foot off the pedal now. I know what you're thinking,
Shell.
But it's wrong. Tosca is sitting on 60 million kroner and is not going to turn himself in.
Come on.
Eva, do I have to get on my knees? It's just a painting.
Enough, Shell. I don't like this either. It's the scream. You understand? We have to get it back quickly, and if that means pulling men off the hunt for Tosca, then we just have to do it.
Quick, grab this.
Whose place is this?
This is Thomas. He's in Germany racing his stupid rally car.
He doesn't know about this?
It's better that way. He wouldn't mind anyway.
Oh, really? The loot of the world's stupidest robbery hidden under his bed?
We'll go to the kitchen, okay?
Freeze! Put your hands in the air.
No, wait, don't drop them again.
Okay. Put that gun down, woman.
Do as I say or I'll shoot.
I thought you said this place was empty.
Everybody stay calm. I'm going to put these down on the floor. Then I'm going to put my hands in the air, okay?
Easy.
Just keep your fingers away from the trigger. Now look who's got a gun.
For God's sake, will you please both put your guns down and let's talk about
this? Put it down or I'll shoot.
I'm warning you, little lady. You're messing with professionals.
Put the gun down or I'll shoot.
I'm going to count to three. One, two...
Okay, what have we got?
Two males. One of them armed, masked, but we have tight physical descriptions. Seems like they hadn't planned it too well, and they weren't even sure where the painting was hanging.
No, we pulled the CCTV. It's not great quality, but it's a start.
Have it set up in my office, please.
Sir.
Is our rumor mill turning? Do we think these guys are jokers, or is someone serious behind this?
I don't think they were doing this for themselves, sir. I don't know for sure yet, but we've got a lead on the recovered vehicle. We think it was supplied by... Thomas Björklund, someone I think we can do business with.
Excellent work, Jan. All of you, back to work.
Sorry about before, sir. I didn't mean to...
Don't mention it. You're right. We do need to keep the pressure up on Tosca, and we will.
Oh, thief! You could have killed me! Can't believe you did that!
So, why don't you professionals tell me what you're doing here? What is it that you've got there anyway?
Where the hell did you get that double barrel?
Never you mind. Now, let me see. What the... No. It's the... And the metal... Oh my God!
Sexy, isn't she?
Are you guys out of your mind? It's just been all over the radio. Is Thomas mixed up in this?
No. We just need to leave them somewhere safe, and the guy who wants this told us to leave them here.
Yeah, and what makes you think I won't just turn them in and claim the reward?
Because if you do, then we'll take the reward off you and maybe your legs as well. I need to make a phone call.
Hey!
You got a poodle! I've got a poodle too! What's his name?
It's not mine. What's his problem?
What, sorry?
That was just, what's his problem?
Anger management.
Why the hell would anyone steal a scream anyway? I mean, nobody's going to buy it, you know. Not for much, anyways.
None of our business. We're just getting paid, so... Yeah.
I see. Let's have another look. My God, it's the real deal, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez. Do you know why he painted it?
No, not really.
You know, his monk sister, she was in a madhouse. And I think that he was on the way home from visiting her and he felt this scream pass through him.
There's a lot of people who must see something in that painting.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly.
That one? The Madonna?
Yeah, she's beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah. She looks like she's enjoying herself of sunbathing or, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's enjoying the greatest pleasure of all.
You mean...
No, I don't mean... No, it's about love. The Scream is about lost love. And, you know, the Scream is the one everyone wants to talk about. What does that tell you about people? Oh, look, you've dented the corner.
That wasn't me. That was Thunderpants over there.
Okay. We're going to leave them here for now. You say anything about this young lady and I'll make sure Thomas goes down for aiding and abetting, right? We'll come back later to move them. I'll go hide them.
So why do you think people care about that painting so much?
Do you have any eyes?
Eyes?
If my jaw.
Oh my god, it looks a bit... eyes done. I'll check. Frozen peas. That's the only thing I've
Thank you very much.
Are you okay? You look quite pale there.
I'm fine, really.
You're sweating.
Thanks.
Let me help you with those peas.
Uh-huh, so you're taking care of the little soldier. Don't let me disturb you, huh? After all, I only got a shotgun pellet through my hand.
Where have you put them?
I'm not telling you.
Look, I'm an accomplice now, whether we like it or not, and believe you me, I don't. I'm living here, so I'd better know where they are in case there's a fire or something.
All right, all right. They're under the bed.
For God's sake, man.
What?
Oh.
Okay, I'll find somewhere else then.
You seem to know a lot about Munch.
Come on, we're Norwegians. We should go and see where he's putting them.
Yeah, we better.
Yeah, come.
No. Come on.
Petter Taraldsen.
What?
The armed man who likes to hit people is a biker called Petter Taraldsen. Bjørklund, the man who supplied the car, gave us the name. He won't testify. We don't have any evidence, but Taraldsen is our man. We're checking him out right now.
Sit down. Progress at last. Good work, Kjell. And there he is. I can't believe these are the best images we have. Christ, everything stacked up in the robber's favor.
Sir.
Come, Thompson.
Yeah, I have an idea, sir.
Well done, Thompson. I always said it would happen sooner or later.
Sir?
Never mind, explain.
Well, psychological profiling led me to believe that... Psychological profiling. I majored in behavioral science at the Institute of Criminology.
Oh, for God's sake. We've got a name, Petter Taraldsen, and this is a small city. Now get out there and round up some evidence.
Yes, sir.
Let's put them on that old broken-down bus.
He is such an idiot.
Yes, he is. Would you believe that he's planning a new job? Big job next week? He might be an idiot, but he's not work-shy. God, this was such a mistake. I must have been out of my mind.
Yeah, probably. No, but really, why did you do it?
I wanted the money. Yeah, always been skint, you know? Thought at least I go out with a bang.
God, just look out there. Wow. Wow. It just makes you forget everything, doesn't it?
What is it that you want to forget?
Just everything.
What's your name, really?
Elena.
Elena. Would you like to go out with me for a movie or something one day?
Okay, Carl, that's it. It's done. So you're ready for the next job?
No, not really. One major crime per week is about enough for me.
You sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I got a great plan.
No, I'm busy the whole week.
Well, suit yourself. It'll be fun.
Surrounded! Then come and get me!
Step away from the van with your hands in the air.
Surrounded, Jesus.
pigs everywhere.
Are those your hands?
I've been set up.
You have 10 seconds to respond.
No way, he's pulling a gun.
He can do what he likes. He's surrounded. There's no way out of there.
Okay then, respond to this!
Take cover! Okay, everyone hold your fire until he comes towards us.
This guy's totally crazy. Now where is he running to?
What the?
There's nothing there except the canal.
It's now exactly 6 months since the theft of the Scream and Madonna from the Monk Museum, and police seems no closer to catching those responsible. There are real fears that these masterpieces will never be recovered. Pressure is mounting on the Oslo Police Department, who have also failed to arrest David Toska, the suspected mastermind of the Nokas cash robbery last year. Hanne Lilleby, NRK, at the Monk Museum.
I begin to know how he felt, Kjell.
Sir?
Monk. I had the Prime Minister's office on the phone again this morning. I knew it was them before I even picked up. A sudden shudder just went through my bones and I thought, this is going to be some idiot politician's sidekick calling to humiliate me and tell me how to do my job. I could have screamed. Any progress with Taraldsen?
Oh, not really. He'll be sentenced next week for the van robbery, but he's keeping quiet about the paintings. Unless he becomes a formal suspect in the Munch case, we can't even run any DNA tests.
What else? It's quiet here. Where is everyone?
Siegfried is telling Tosca's girlfriend, and Thompson has gone to interview Paul Enger.
Enger? And you let him? God help us if the press get hold of that.
Paul Enger?
Yes?
Hi, Detective Sergeant Thompson. Can I come in?
Actually, no, I'm going out.
It won't take long.
I'm going on foot. Perhaps you'd care to walk with me?
Thanks, I will.
So, what's the reason for your sudden interest in me? Don't tell me you want to talk about Monk after all this time. I thought you forgot me.
You make it very hard for us to forget you, Mr. Engin. Mm. You keep giving suggestive quotes to the papers and TV interviews, hinting that you had robbed the Scream and the Madonna.
I did no such thing. They came to me for interviews. Besides, Paul Enger does not rob.
Excuse me?
I do not rob. Robbery is a violent crime. I abhor violence. I'm an artist like Mink. We are souls entwined.
You're
awfully young looking for a policeman.
You were seen on the CCTV in the Mink Museum just before the robbery.
Really? What a funny little coincidence. Did you know that I am something of a fan of Edvard Munch?
I wanted to speak to you because you stole the Scream in 1994.
And the vampire before that. Everybody always forgets the vampire, but it's a magnificent piece. Did you know it was originally called Love and Pain, but Stanislav Przybyszewski renamed it? He was Munch's best pal, you know. He got it wrong. The woman is supposed to be consoling her lover, not sucking her blood.
Why did you do it?
It's very easy to see why someone would steal the Scream. It is the world's greatest painting. It exerts tremendous power over people, and it's full of attracting energy. You can see the waves of energy like ocean waves or radio waves. You can communicate pure emotion through waves, you know. Look at the wavy lines in the Scream, and then ask yourself, how do I feel? I stole it because I felt sad. I thought if I could be alone with that painting, then I'd understand why.
Did you?
All I know, young man, is that we're all born with a scream. We arrive on this earth screaming and we die screaming. Screaming inside with the frustration of the shortness of life and the terror of death. The paintings are in danger. The thugs that stole them have no need to protect them. They don't want to ransom them and they do not want to sell them. For all we know, they might be ruined already. God, I can't believe I just said that. My heart aches at the very thought.
Are you thirsty? Let me buy a drink.
Still here, sir?
Go home, Jill. I'm just going to watch the CCTV a couple more times.
Are you sure, sir?
I don't expect you to understand, Jill. I'm not going to let this get away from me.
I don't know what you expect to find. You've seen it 1,000 times.
There's always something. Always something.
Good night, sir.
Good night. Now, what am I missing? They come in, they run the wrong way.
So, Detective Sergeant, are you ready for your education?
Of course. Although I should warn you, I have a degree in behavioral science. Mm. So don't you try to mess me about. And please, hurry up.
Sometimes, my friend, the truth is a lot stranger than anything you'll find in a textbook. Psychology has its place, you know, and it's very limited in law enforcement. In art, though, the science of the mind is everything.
Listen, are you going to help me or not?
Well, first understand, I'm helping you for the love of Munch. That's all.
Yes, yes, I understand.
Right, so tell me, why do you think the screen was stolen?
I'm supposed to ask you that.
Months of investigation, and you haven't even got a theory?
Well...
Well, what?
Well, I do have one theory.
Do tell.
Well, before all this, we were close to catching David Tosca.
And then what happened?
Yeah, and then we were all chasing after the scream. I think Tosca did it to keep us busy.
Nice idea. An illusion. A robbery of distraction. He's good, isn't he? Always one step ahead.
Did he do it?
My dear, David Tosca is an artist like me, though he follows a different school of art. He has pulled off the greatest robberies this country's ever seen. And what does he do with the money? He gives the lion's share to his fellow criminals. He supports them, encourages them, and even looks after them and their families. Robbing from the rich and giving to the criminal underworld. A real, proper little guest Bordson.
Who?
Doesn't matter. Look, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But as Munch once said, the rich man who gives steals twice over. First he steals the money, then he steals the hearts of men.
What do you mean?
You won't catch him that easily.
You know Tosca?
Not well, but when you move in certain circles, you can't help but cross paths. Do you understand? I once played a game of chess with him. He was a champion when he was younger, you know. It's true.
Did you win?
I don't have the patience for chess. I much prefer football, as you know. The roar of the crowd.
I grew up watching you play centre-forward for Vålerenga. I could never understand why you chose crime over football.
Both are art forms and I loved both equally. It was my love of infamy that was my undoing. That ended both my careers.
Well, you did give interviews to TV stations while you were on the run. It wasn't difficult to figure out where to find you.
Indeed. Well, Tosca has no weaknesses. He is pure criminal.
No weaknesses? None at all?
Well, there is one thing that he adores above all else, but you won't believe me.
You didn't go home, did you?
Nope.
Have you seen the headlines? They're claiming the paintings have been incinerated.
Forget that nonsense. Look, we need evidence. If Tarleton was paid to steal the paintings, then where's the money? I went through all of the surveillance notes on Tarleton from the days leading up to his arrest. He never does the same thing twice. Nothing suspicious, except here. Look at his photo. He carries two identical sports bags into his flat. But here, on the inventory, no sports bags. They're still in the flat. We just haven't found them.
I'll get down there. All. Take a look at the paper bands.
Nukas, this money is from the Nukas raid.
Right, Tarleton's payment for the scream theft is made in Nukas notes.
Tosca?
Yes, there's two bags, which means that Tarleton's accomplice has not been paid.
So it's more than likely that he's still in town.
Yes, and the first phone call Tarleton made after he got home was to a landline registered to Carl Matthias. He's long-term unemployed, clean record. What now, sir?
Okay, get Thompson and one of his graduate friends to tail Carl Matthias. I'm going to speak to Mr. Tarleton.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Petter.
Morning.
No, don't get up. Here, I brought you a nice cup of coffee. Cigarette?
Why are you here?
Have your coffee, it's good. Thompson made it. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll be in a much better state of mind, ready to answer some of my questions.
Yeah, right.
So where did it all go wrong for you, Petter?
When some weasel snitched and put the cops onto me.
No, I mean your life, Petter. What made your life so miserable, so terrible, that you felt compelled to spend it destroying everything the rest of society has strived for?
Nothing went wrong. Look, I'm not playing your games. Why are you here, coffee boy? Stop wasting my time.
What about David Tosca?
What about him?
Doesn't he mean anything to you?
You aren't fit to mention his name.
What is it with Tosca? All you criminals treat him like some kind of god. What's he ever done for you except led you straight to jail? Well, never mind. I see you cut your knuckles. Been hitting people again, have you?
Piss off.
Okay, I will.
What?
Let me get that cup for you.
I didn't even finish the coffee. What the hell was all that about?
Excellent.
But you didn't get anything.
Didn't I? Dogged detective works on an inflexible approach.
What did you get?
The coffee cup, DNA. They recovered DNA from blood on the getaway car. First things first, Jill. We get a match, we've got our man, and we go from there.
But that's illegal.
Inadmissible, Jill, not illegal. It will tell us for sure whether he took the scream, but we still have to prove it.
Oh! This is ridiculous. We need at least 3 cars for a surveillance job, and here we are on our own. Oh, there's no cover for almost a kilometer. We'll have to watch it from here. Where's he gone?
Now, let's see. He's on his way down there, the farm. Hang on, he stopped by that old bus.
Give me the binoculars.
No.
Is that someone else down
there?
Yes,
there's a man. Where did he come from? Hang on, he's coming up. He has something with him. Oh, holy...
What is it? Get him to me.
Hang on. Something rolled up in a bin liner. Oh, I bet the paintings are inside.
Let me see.
No.
I'll bet anything that's the paintings.
Okay, here you go. Should we arrest them?
No, we can't. We're too far away. If we drive up now, we'll lose them both.
Okay, what do we do? What do we do?
We sit tight, call for backup and surround the place. They aren't going anywhere.
Oh, yes, they are. Look.
They're both getting into their cars. Damn.
I'll get to the car. Come on.
Which one has the paintings?
Didn't you see?
No.
Are you sure he didn't see? You had the binoculars. Come on, then. He might have given them to the other guy. Or... Come on, who should we follow?
We followed the man who we followed here.
Are you sure?
Well, the new one, then.
Don't put it on me. You decide.
What are you trying to do to me? All right, then. You choose.
No, you choose.
Okay, I've made my decision. Come on.
What? I don't believe it.
You saw the paintings and let them go.
Yes, well, it was very difficult. We had to make a decision.
We?
And...
It was you?
Idiots!
Yes, sir. But it was 50-50. We thought
that... There you go with the we again. It was...
We thought we'd follow the guy we were following. I mean, he's the suspect, isn't he?
Nincompoops!
At least we have that prisoner. Carl Matthias was in contact with Haraldsson, and now we've seen him with the paintings. He's got to be the second man, sir.
A prisoner. And what evidence do we have against your second man?
Sir...
And where's this Carl Matthias now, huh?
In interview room 2, sir.
Yeah, it's not really Thompson's fault, sir. If we had had just one more surveillance vehicle, we might have had the paintings now.
Okay, Jill, go down and see if you can extract anything useful.
Yes, Chief. Don't you want a lawyer with you?
No. That won't be necessary. I haven't done anything wrong, sir.
So, you were seen by 2 police officers handling the stolen paintings, the Scream and Madonna?
Nope.
What?
I didn't see any paintings.
Don't try and be clever. Tidalson is in jail already for the van robbery, and we're about to charge him with this. I've got his money and yours. I know you haven't been paid. Now, are you going to help me?
Are you finished? Can I go now?
Do you think I don't know why this crime was committed?
I'm sure you do.
Okay, listen to me now. You weren't armed, Carl. We can charge you with robbery, but not armed robbery. If you help with our investigation, you could get off very lightly indeed. A year or two at one of the most friendly penal establishments, and you'll be free. You could even sell your story when you come out.
Are you going to be here for a long time? Do you have any tea or herbal tea?
Listen, my friend, I'm not going to offer this again. Did David Tosca commission the theft of the Scream?
Tosca?
Yes, Tosca commissioned the robbery of the Scream.
Did he?
Don't play stupid with me. Tosca has 60 million kroner from the Nokas cash robbery. He commissioned you and Petter Tidalsen to steal the Scream knowing there would be a national outcry.
If Tosca has done all these bad things, then maybe you should go chase him and leave me alone.
All you need to do... is tell me that he hired you to snatch the painting and this is all over.
I haven't done anything!
We'll see about that. I'd have thought you of all people should like to see Tosca behind bars.
Why?
Alina, his girl.
What? What do you mean?
Surveillance, Carl. We know more about you than you think. You've been seeing quite a lot of his girl, haven't you?
Can you stop lying now?
Just making sure she's
stop lying!
Are you? Keeping her warm on these dark winters.
I'm gonna rip your tongue out!
Calm down, Carl. Are you okay?
You can get me that lawyer.
No. You go home. Let's save the lawyer for next time. You'll need him then.
You heard?
What?
Tosca's been captured.
Really?
In Spain.
Wow.
He was trying to buy 1 ton of Moroccan hashish with some of the Nucas money.
Never stops, does he? Right, I'll get the extradition organized.
Cool, eh?
Come on, hurry up and answer. About time. It's freezing out here.
Carl?
What the hell are you doing here?
Come inside. Come inside, quick. I'm living here. What the hell are you doing here?
I've come to get my money. I don't even know. I'm surprised the pigs told me who you are, so...
Come to get your money. God, no one tells me anything.
I know how you feel. Get me my money and you won't see me again, okay?
What's going on? What did the police tell you?
That you're Tusker's girlfriend.
Come on, let's go inside and sit down.
No, really, I'd rather not. Just get me my money and I'll be...
Okay, I'm Tusker's girlfriend. So what? I mean, it's... We went to a movie. It's not like... we didn't do anything.
Oh, so nothing happened on the farm then, right? You were just lying all the time. As you were pretending to be surprised when we arrived. Pretending that you didn't know what was going on. Everything was a lie.
Yeah, well, I was sent to look after the paintings, that's all.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
David didn't trust Tuttles and you... He just wanted me to look after things.
Yeah, look after things, right? You did.
So I didn't
things.
Tell you who my boyfriend is.
Why you didn't should tell me I? You had a boyfriend.
I hardly know you. You're a criminal who barged into a museum for money.
Okay.
Why should I tell you anything
okay,
about my
life? Okay, give
me
more money, okay, and I'm off.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Don't worry.
Carl, I mean it.
Yeah.
I mean it. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
And I said it was okay.
If I had told you who I am, then you would have changed. Everyone changes. You wouldn't have seen me. You'd just see David Tosca's girl. And you wouldn't have treated me like you did.
But how was I treating you?
Like a friend?
Yeah, I thought I was a criminal who barged into a museum
and
stole.
Do I have to apologize again?
No. No, I, really, no. I do. Sorry. I have no right to be angry, I know. It was... You, yeah, all, yeah. I don't know, sorry.
Okay, I'll get you the money. How much do you get?
1 million.
1 million, not much here, but lots of money. The notes have pictures of Munk on them. It's kind of funny.
Why are you with him, Molina? You seem so different from all this.
We were childhood sweethearts. Believe me, I never thought that life would turn out this way. I always knew David would never do anything average. I mean, that... attracted me too, but yeah, I wish he hadn't turned to a crime in such a spectacular way.
You have a choice, you know.
No, I don't.
We always have.
No, I don't.
Almost.
Have you ever tried to leave someone when you're both already on the run? Yeah, as I was about to say, things are a bit complicated.
Right, I see.
So, in another life?
In the next life. Goodbye, Alina.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna spend this money as fast as I can.
Bye.
So, David, my hunt is at an end.
Is it?
Great criminal mastermind behind bars at last. Now you can catch up with your colleagues from the Nucas robbery. You've seen the evidence.
I'm not denying anything.
You aren't?
You've got DNA.
You've got the weapons. You've got confessions from half the men. You've got CCTV. I'm not going to waste my effort. If I plead guilty, show remorse, what will I get? I could do with a rest. I could write the book.
I see. So you think a judge will look kindly on you when you're still hiding 50 million in stolen cash and the blood of a policeman on your hands?
I didn't say that. You did. Besides, the people of Norway seem to like me. They compare me to Gjesteborgsen. I don't think life inside will be so unpleasant.
A policeman died, David. He was shot dead. You're no gentleman thief.
I didn't kill him.
But you led the raid. If you hadn't done it, hadn't gone armed or used live ammo, then Arne would be enjoying his retirement, spoiling his grandchildren. When you robbed that bank, you also robbed the family of a husband, father, grandfather. I'm going to see you go down for murder.
The man who pulled the trigger will confess. He'll take responsibility.
You guarantee that, do you?
You have my word.
We'll see. I'm not done with you yet. I want to scream back where it belongs.
What about the Madonna? You people always forget the other painting. I rather prefer it, actually, don't you?
Where are they?
How about some tea?
Mavis, could you bring us...
Got any chocolate to go with that?
Chocolate?
Do you have any new suspects?
Is there a link between the two crimes?
Please. I'll take your questions, but just one at a time. Please.
Is it true that you haven't recovered a penny of the stolen money?
No, that's not true. An amount has been recovered and another amount is still missing. We now have achieved our primary goal. All of the members of the Nukas bank raid team are in custody and unable to spend their ill-gotten gains. The next stage of the operation is to recover the rest of the money and prepare for the trial.
And what about the Scream and Madonna?
This is about the Nukas raid and the arrest of Tosca, not the stolen paintings.
We understand that the two crimes are linked.
I can't comment on that.
Do you have any new suspects?
Have you interviewed Paul Enger?
If your sources have some new evidence, I would be grateful if they could share it with the police department. Now, if you're going to keep on asking ridiculous questions based on rumor and speculation, then I think I will return to my work. Thank you.
And what about the...
Jesus, they're crazy in there. I've never seen anything like it. Can't they get it into their thick skulls that we've arrested the entire Nukas team, including Norway's number one criminal?
I think we need to make a deal with Tosca.
What for? He's already confessed.
For the Scream, sir.
What?
I think he's not as hard as everyone makes out. He's not coping with the pressure. He's putting on weight and not looking well.
We're hardly fresh as daisies ourselves.
If we keep pressure on him leading up to his trial, I think he'll tell us where the paintings are. He'll want to reduce his sentence. This is the best time to approach him.
How could you even think of doing that? I'm not doing any deals with that man.
Sir, we need the paintings. We'll never get them back without Tosca's help.
We got our man. We need to convict him. That's what we do.
You need to stop thinking about your own obsession and think about what's good for Norway.
How dare you! Do you think I hadn't already considered this? We haven't finished this. I'm going for a cigarette.
Did you get my text?
Yeah. Quack, quack, quack.
Elena, I need to leave town.
For how long?
I don't know. I don't feel good. I just got to leave.
Are you okay? You don't look too good.
I flew, I guess. Well, I just wanted to say that. I don't know what I want to say.
I want to come with you.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I can do that. If we can run from cops, we can run from Darby, too.
It's not that.
What then?
It's...
Listen, Darby stopped being my friend a long time ago.
Yeah?
He will understand. Let's just go. I don't want to talk about it.
But you don't...
Let's go together, straight after the trial. I need to be there for the trial. Okay?
Okay. After the trial.
Who are you?
Father Christmas. Here, chocolate. Not yet. I want you to talk about Edvard Munch.
This hardly seems like an appropriate moment for a debate about art.
You know very well what I'm talking about.
Do I?
You arranged for the Scream and Madonna to be stoned to take the heat off you, didn't you?
You overestimate me.
Come off it, Tosca. We both know that you know where the paintings are.
investigation not going well.
Listen, Tosca, you're about to...
No, you listen. All this, it means nothing to me. This room, your questions, your system of so-called justice, it doesn't matter. Yes, I did the Nukas robbery. Did I steal the scream? Maybe. So clear off. Go and solve your crime and give me my chocolate bar.
We'll see, Tosca. I'll tell you what. How about I come back after the guilty verdict and see if you're feeling any different then?
Skål,
skål.
I never expected that.
The confession?
Yeah, you could hear a pin drop when that guy confessed that he fired the fatal bullet.
Well, Tosca was good for his word on that.
I don't get it. Why do they all worship Tosca?
Cheer up, sir.
Thank you, Siegfried. Well, they sure made him look as holy as a nun. He'll get his sentence sure enough, but prison is too good for him. Our prisons are designed by people like Thompson, and they're not meant for people like Tosca. What gets me most is the money. 50 million kroner still missing.
Hey, look at this. Still no sign of Munch's Scream and the Madonna. Will we ever see the paintings again?
Yes.
In addition to the 4 million kroner offered by the city of Oslo, we have a bizarre new twist. The makers of M&M's chocolates, who have started to use the image of the Scream in their advertising campaign, have offered 2 million of their sweets for its safe return.
Yeah. 2 million M&M's? What would Tosca give to get a hold of them?
Sure. Tosca was eating the stuff all the way through the trial.
Yeah.
And what was it with his selection of Nordic jumpers?
Yeah, knitted by his girlfriend, as good as a proposal of marriage. He was just trying to make himself into a regular guy for the world, to get the sympathy. Even the chocolate was Norwegian. Freia melkesjokolade.
A little piece of Norway.
You know, I think this chocolate thing might be serious.
Well, it worked. Look at the papers. Tosca's practically a hero. And we're all idiots because we can't find the Scream.
Yeah, you know how we could get them back.
I thought we'd discussed this already.
But all this would go away. At the start of this investigation, you told me that we had to rescue our reputation. Isn't this the better option? Tosca will still be in jail and we'll have all the paintings.
Yeah, and we'd be the hero for once.
Now would be the time to make the approach, before the sentencing, when he's still got something worth bargaining.
I can't believe you're debating this. We do not police to be popular. We police to stop crime and put criminals in jail where they belong.
But sir, with all due
respect... Enough! I don't want to hear any more about it.
How are we supposed
to... Sir, I might have a suggestion.
Time to talk.
I don't know anything.
You know you're staying in there for a long time, yeah?
Come off it, Tosca. We know it was you. You're going to get life with a minimum of 20 years. Cut a deal. That's all you've got. There's a 4 million kroner reward. Legal money. You don't even pay taxes.
Wow. You want to buy the paintings from me? There must be a law against that. Can you pay a reward to a convicted criminal?
Get it.
Yes. Yes, I suppose you could talk to a lawyer. You could give them the money. I suppose you could even reward their client with time off their sentence. I'm just a simple soul anyway. What would I know about these things?
Don't push it, Tosca. Your Man of the People Act isn't fooling anyone.
Forget I asked.
Hey, David? Do you know who else has offered a reward?
Gentlemen, the Scream and the Madonna.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You have disobeyed an order. How dare you?
I received a tip-off and acted on it.
Tip-off? From where? From whom? How? What do you take me for? Thompson, I suppose you're involved in this.
Chief, we have the paintings. There's quite a bit of water damage to the Scream and a tear on the Madonna, but they've been confirmed as genuine.
Yeah, we're lucky to get them before the water destroyed the whole painting. They're going to put them on display this weekend so the public can see them. All part of the nation's healing process, the curator says.
Sir, a press conference has been called.
Press conference?
Yes, sir. They're calling you a hero already, sir.
And what do I tell them? How heroic is it to pay a reward to the man who stole them?
We say nothing, sir. How we recover the paintings is confidential, and the Supreme Court will uphold its secrecy during the trial. No reward will be paid until all prosecutions are brought to a successful conclusion. I don't think that will happen anytime soon. Sir?
Okay, Jill. I can say no reward has been paid. I still don't like it, but I'm glad these paintings are back. Very glad.
Come on, Carl.
Are you a friend?
Do you know where he is?
You don't know? I'm sorry, he died last week. Were you close?
No, I just met him a couple of times.
Oh, it was cancer. Pancreatic cancer. What a lovely little boy you got there.
Yeah.
Going away, are you?
Oh, the bag. No. Not exactly.
Well, he was going away too, he said. He was going by a boat, but never got the chance, poor thing. Well, some people never get their chances.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Goodbye. Sorry.
In Scream, by Chris Hollington and Boz Temple-Morris, Kjell was played by Christian Rubeck, Inspector Steinbeck by Jørgen Langhelle, Thompson, Mats Eldøen, Sigrid, Henrik Horge, Petter, Stig Henrik Hoff, Carl, Axel Henny, Elina, Ingrid Bolse-Bærdal, Paul Enger and David Toska, Erik Madsen. Other parts were played by Siri Ingul, Katarina Gram, Lars Engebretsen, Endre Haugland, Josefine Coward, Bettina Fleischer and Axel Obert. Music and sound by Alistair McGregor and Howard Jack. It was directed by Boz Temple-Morris. Scream is a Holy Mountain production for BBC Radio 4.
In a moment, all is not sweetness and light in the music group.
On Weekend Woman's Hour today, Sex in the City actress Kim Cattrall. You'd think she was fearless, but she had to think hard about taking the part.
I remember hiding the script behind a bunch of books and thinking, I'm just not going to think about it for a while. And then a friend called about 2 weeks before they were about to start the pilot, and he said, I just wanted to know why you turned it down. And he said, I think you're a bit frightened of this. I think you're making a mistake.
Does that sound like shy, retiring Samantha to you? Kim Cattrall on Weekend Woman's Hour today at 4.
Now, a new series of The Music Group. Take three jazz-mad guests, their choice of music, and the comedian Phil Hammond, and you end up with some very unruly conversation.
Hello and welcome to The Music Group, where my three guests have to perform the delicate task of reducing their entire music collection to a single track, and then justifying their choice. This week's brave reductionists include a writer, TV producer, broadcaster and rambler who likes opera, architecture and the Pet Shop Boys. Draw the Venn diagram and it can either be half of Roy Hattersley or, luckily for us, Janet Street Porter. Next, a saxophonist and rapper who's chucked in a career as a historian and made a record with Maura Stewart. It's the award-winning Soweto Kinch. And finally, an academic who writes about technology and the internet, but judging by her karaoke clip on YouTube, she hasn't fully downloaded Autotune. It's Alex Krotowski. Alex, do you know which clip we're talking about?
I do indeed. And that was Glastonbury 2007. I was up on stage.
Remember the track?
I do. It was Common People by Pulp.
Would you like to hear it?
No, actually not my version.